It's witchcraft.
Hey, it's 4:20 a.m. Hi, and welcome to episode 70 of the Stoned Witches Hour. On this podcast, two witchy best friends from way back get together to blaze summer bonfire-sized piles of sticky green buds while spooking each other out with the scariest ghost stories from across the U.S. of A. Telling you a fuck around and find out story, I'm Layla.
I am this week's birthday girl. I'm Shell.
Happy birthday, Shell.
Thanks, man. Like, and you know what the first thing I did on my birthday was?
What's that?
I woke up and smoked a big fat pipe. You know why? Because I took the day off of work.
Fuck yeah.
Because everybody should take the day off from work on their birthday. You should not have to work on your birthday. And I didn't.
I agree. I think birthday should be a national holiday. You should absolutely should be able to get the day off on your birthday.
I shouldn't have to ask for it off. It should just be like a given on my work calendar. Oh, that's her birthday. Yeah, she won't be here.
I agree. Whether you're a stay-at-home parent, whether you work for yourself, no matter what you do, you should have the day off from all responsibilities as a national holiday.
And not to be greedy, but having it off paid is a bonus.
Oh, fuck yeah, I agree. And all your weed should be free that day. You should be able to smoke whatever you want, whenever you want. Your wake and bake should be the sweetest, stickiest buds ever. So how was your wake and bake on your birthday, Shell?
It was fabulous.
Nice.
And before I get into exactly what I smoked on my birthday and what I'm smoking right now, I want to just quick touch on this picture that I had texted you on my birthday. What is your zodiac nug? And I found this really funny because, first of all, someone actually came up with what is your zodiac nug. Just that they came up with that is hysterical.
I laughed my ass off. I mean, it helped that I was pretty high when you sent it, but it's such a cute idea.
But I had to laugh because everybody, you know, and anybody who's listened to us for any amount of time knows that you are a Jack Hare lover. Like, you could live off Jack Hare like I could live off tacos.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites.
But that is for Aries, and you're not an Aries. So no Jack Hare for you.
No, that's true. But some of my favorite people are Aries, so that makes sense.
So for you, my friend, well, hey, actually, we're going to wait for you because that's what I'm smoking right now. So
oh,
for
nice.
Me, us Geminis. So if you are a Gemini like I am, Maui Waui. Wow, I haven't smoked that in a little bit.
That is an old school cultivar I have not seen in a minute.
At least since I've been in New York.
No, not in California either. But that definitely fits you, I think.
Now, for you, this happens to be what I am smoking today. For all you Aquarius folks out there, your zodiac nug is Blue Dream. And today, I am smoking what they're calling Blue Dream number 2. Is that like Mambo number 5?
Maybe. I've had Jack Hare number 2.
I didn't know if it was like a clone of a clone of a clone of a clone and that's what they meant.
I think it's more like your grandpa cookie situation where it's possibly when they were breeding
like the
for
one
Jack
through
Hare.
12.
When you breed to get a certain cultivar, you'll get all sorts of different variants. And so sometimes you'll get like Jack Hare number 1, Jack Hare number 2, and Jack Hare number 3. And they'll all be very close to Jack Hare and have the same parentage. But the genetics combine just enough differently that they're a little different in flavor and effect.
Now, I don't want to disappoint people at all, so I'm just going to rattle these off quick. Aries, you are Jack Hare. Taurus, Gorilla Glue. Gemini, Maui Waui. Cancer, Grape Ape. Leo, Do-Si-Dos. Virgo, bringing it in with Girl Scouts. Libra, Cherry Pie. I wonder if that tastes like cherry. One of my adult children's favorites and is also a Scorpio, Sour Diesel.
Nice.
Sagittarius, Blackjack, Capricorn, Supermax OG, Aquarius Blue Dream, and Ooh. Rounding it out with Pisces with Sour Dream. I've never had Sour Dream.
I like Blue Dream, though. That makes a lot of sense being an Aquarius. I would
say
watery, I'm a little dreamy. A little watery
with the bluey. Yep. So this Blue Dream I got today, this is another one of those deals. This was like the cheapo ounce. Good quality cheapo ounce, by the way. 28.8. And this one actually has a 1.12 CBD. Spring in New England is damp, is a mofo. And one day it's 80 and the next day it's 50 and rainy. So I went with that 1.12 CBD also because my back has been hurting with the weather shifting.
That'll do it. The CBD should help.
The thing is, you know, me and my sweet love were laughing our asses off because this shit makes you so hungry. Like, look at me. I have a bowl of Cracker Barrel mac and cheese in my face right now. Last night, he's eaten the head off of a dark chocolate bunny. It makes you hungry.
Yeah, you've had a few of those strains lately that are really give you hungry. The munchies.
Hungry and I haven't weed. In a while. I haven't had munchy weed in a while. And all of a sudden, I feel like that's all I'm getting.
I am also smoking a very inexpensive ounce. I'm not exactly sure what it is, to be honest, but it was $125 an ounce. And I was very happy. It's not the tastiest. It's got that kind of heavy green, pinene taste that
weed
you don't
taste.
Like.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite. But it's very, very stony, makes me feel very comfortable, very relaxed. And as you can see, my eyeballs are all squinty. So I'm feeling very good. Physically, it's kind of that melt into the chair weed, kind of zone into a topic. So perfect for today, except I keep losing my train of thought.
If you can stick on the topic, then you can zone in on the topic.
Exactly. Before I forget, though, we have an email, Shell.
Okay.
First, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has been emailing. You people crack me the fuck up and you are giving me life. I am loving all these emails. I'm not sure what happened, but you know, we'd get a few emails here and there. And then all of a sudden, like a month or so ago, the dam broke and I can't keep up with all of them. So if I haven't emailed you back, I apologize. It's just me and there's quite a few of you. But thank you. Keep them coming. And I'll
tell
get
me,
to you, I promise.
You're the email checker, so I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me. I'm curious.
Okay. So this one stood out. I wasn't going to read any emails for a little while because, you know, we kind of spent a little time on that lately. But this person has asked for help, Shell.
Uh-oh.
And I'm scared and intrigued. So let me read you this email.
If they want help and you're scared and intrigued, I'm all in. And I don't even know yet.
I knew you would be. You've got that fuck around and find out kind of attitude. So let me bring it up. Okay, one second.
All right, who wrote us?
So this is from Selena, and she says, help needed, haunted Ouija board situation.
Oh my God, I already love it. I don't even know the rest, and I love it.
All right, so grab a bowl, Shell. This is a little long. Selena's wording.
Right?
Okay. She says, hey, Layla, I got to start by saying how much I adore the Stoned Witches Hour. As a fellow very high witch and a massive fan of your hilarious podcast, I'm constantly bewitched by the way you and Shell dive into all things spooky and supernatural. Seriously, you two are the ultimate spooky duo. I have something weird to ask you, but want to give you a little backstory first to hopefully get you interested enough to help me out.
Shit, I was already interested just by the subject line, Selena.
Here's the tea. I was at the first garage sale of the season in my area a month or so ago and saw an old Ouija board for sale.
Ooh.
I immediately thought of you guys and decided to buy it just for fun and to maybe fuck around and find out if the
yes,
opportunity came up.
I love Selena already. She's so awesome. She's our people.
I was hoping there would be a frightening backstory, but to my disappointment, the lady running the sale just told me it had been hers as a kid and she barely used it. Her daughter had used it a bunch with her friends and was now at college. Boring.
And now she found out that that too was a lie.
She says, I almost didn't buy it because without some past tale of a slumber party demon summoning gone wrong, I wasn't as interested.
I love her.
But for $5, I thought it would look good as part of my It's Halloween O'Clock Somewhere decor, so I bought it anyway.
Good choice. Well right? spent $5.
Then she says, okay, I brought it home, shit happened, and now it's giving me the heebie-jeebies and I have regrets.
Wait a minute. So she's pissed off because it's not like some badass demonic board. And then she's pissed off when it is.
Right.
I love her so much. She's just like me.
She says the problems began immediately, like literally immediately.
Oh my God.
My car wouldn't start when I put the board on the front seat. I didn't think much of it at the time because a really cute guy gave my battery a jump and everything was fine.
Hey, now.
Didn't connect the two.
She wanted to connect the two, though.
Right? Then my roommate's cat went missing the first night after I brought the Ouija board home.
Oh, I don't like cats missing. That's sad. Yeah.
She says, we found her 2 days later under the neighbor's porch, and the formerly sweet cuddly kitty would not budge. So I don't know. She doesn't mention the cat again. She says, things started going missing. My roommate was getting seriously pissed at me, thinking I was pranking her. And weirdest of all, the Ouija board that I had put on the top of the bookshelf in the living room kept being out of the box and on the table. I thought my roommate was using it without my permission. And in one of our fights, she was accusing me of moving her angel statues and even breaking a couple. And I started bitching back about her using my stuff like the Ouija board. She denied it and I denied it. And then we finally realized neither of us was doing what the other was mad about. And we really talked and realized some seriously spooky shit had been happening since I brought the Ouija board home. So, of course, we invited some friends over to use it.
Of course. Duh, that's your first go-to. I agree. She's, I would have been there.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea. And she says, and yes, it was a bad idea.
Really?
She says, it's too much to write out here, but if you agree to my proposal, I'll send another email with all the creepy deets. But let me leave you with this one bit that I know will get your interest. There were orbs during our FAFO, fuck around and find out, session. And now, every picture taken in my apartment looks like it's infested with enough orbs to fill a Civil War battlefield.
All right, Layla's in. I was in from the subject line, and Layla's in now, so we're good. Let's do this. What are
we
doing?
She knew the orbs would get me, absolutely. She says, so my proposal is this. Your stories on the podcast have inspired me. You seem like you know what you're doing and are at least a little level-headed. Plus, I trust your witchy instincts. So I'm begging you, if I could send you this board, if you could keep it safe and maybe even cleanse it, please help me figure out what's going on with this eerie Ouija board. Your stories of ghostly encounters have given me life, and I'm pretty sure you could handle the spooky board like a boss. As a diehard fan, I'm thrilled and freaked out at the thought of you tackling this haunted Ouija board. Let me know if you're up for the challenge, and I'll ship this creepy bitch to you ASAP. Thank you for considering my slightly insane request. Your podcast has been like a magical beacon in my witchy journey. Keep rocking it with Shell, and may the spirits be ever in your favor. Selena.
Send the shit today, okay? Today. I'm ready. Let's do this, Layla.
Okay. Yes. Selena, send it. We're happy to take care of it.
Layla will respond with a mailing address. We are on it like a bonnet.
You got it. And, you know, hey, if anyone else wants to send us in any creepy items, particularly creepy Ouija boards, I will put a mailbox system.
I don't know. All I know is addresses. You mail stuff to addresses, Layla.
I will give you the mailing address to a mail service that I use. So we'll give you the P.O. box for that so that you can send us any creepy items that you may have.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see this Ouija board.
I can't wait to hear the story. I want to know the whole orb story. How do you get that many orbs out of nowhere?
Selena, quick question. Can you send Layla a picture of these orbs? Because I want to see it. I want to see it.
Picture, oh my God, didn't
happen. I can't wait. This is like, oh, Selena, you're my new fuck around and find out pal.
We definitely need to see this. So thank you for sending in your emails. Everyone else, please send your emails to thestonedwitcheshour@gmail.com. And like I said, I will put the address, the physical mailing address to our mailing service if you would like to send anything for us to take care of, for us to do our own fuck around and find out session.
Woo-hoo! Oh, I'm so excited now.
It should definitely be fun.
So I wanted to just tell you a really quick story today, real quick one, because it is my birthday week and I'm old as dirt now, I feel like. Actually, no, but it feels that way sometimes. So I wanted to see if I could find anybody who had birthday hauntings.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Like a consistent birthday haunting. Because, you know, sometimes on your birthday, you get nostalgic and you think about loved ones who may have come and gone. And so I didn't know if anybody had any annual experiences. So I looked it up. Sure as shit. Yeah. So I came up upon this story, and the title of the story was called, I Know I'd Come Back from Heaven for a Slice of That Cake.
Ooh, okay. That sounds like some seriously damn good cake.
Right?
Now I want cake.
And the story made me think that I wish I had this thing going on with me as well. So it's about this girl and her grandfather who had birthdays that were 2 days apart, which me and my one grandfather, our birthdays were 8 days apart. So there was... it already touched a chord right from the get-go.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they both loved chocolate cake. There was this family recipe that passed down generation to generation for this chocolate cake. And the grandfather had always loved it. And then the girl had always loved it. So as she grew older, grandfather passed. She got the recipe for the cake from her mother. And this also, by the way, this story was told by someone who lives in New York State. They lived down in the city, but grew up in upstate. So that also touched a chord. So every year they would drive upstate to see the grandfather before he died on his birthday. And they would share this cake as like, you know how families do like a mutual birthday party because your birthdays are so close.
Yeah. So it was like their tradition to have a mutual party and share this chocolate cake, you know, as their special birthday thing.
Right, right. So she goes up the last year that he was alive. She drives upstate, goes up, has the cake. The grandfather sits down and he's eating the cake and he's kind of old. They didn't say how old he was, but they made it sound like he was, you know, in his maybe early 90s. And he said, the only thing I'd come back from heaven for is a slice of this cake. And they all laughed. Oh, ha, 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 ha.
Not to brag, but, you know, of course I'm bragging. My cake is that good. Yeah.
Yeah, but these weren't like spiritually kind of people. These were more like hardcore Catholics. When you die, you go to heaven and that's it. There was no, I'm coming back to visit.
And yeah, so this was more of just like a sweet idea, you know, just
yeah,
a cute...
kind of, ha ha, I'd only leave heaven for this cake. Ha 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 ha.
Right.
Wow. So then, you know, a little while later, the grandfather passes. The next birthday.
Oh, that would be sad. The next one would be hard.
The family doesn't really do much for the girl's birthday because the grandfather was really what brought in the bigger, wider family. So she decides on her own to drive upstate again to the family home and spend her birthday up there alone. Goes up there by herself, makes this, I'm going to have my damn birthday cake, even if I'm here alone kind of thing.
Yeah, sounds like a nice ritual to do for yourself. I would do that.
She felt this nagging voice in her head saying, leave a slice out for your grandpa. Kind of like what you and I would consider like an offering.
Yes. Yeah, something that you and I would probably do as a matter of course, especially on someone's birthday after they passed.
Especially when you've spent your whole life celebrating together like that as well.
Yeah, very much. That would be a tradition that you would want to keep going. It would feel right to keep that tradition.
So she said she kept feeling this nagging voice telling her to leave a slice for him. So she gets the cake done. She sits down. She cuts herself a slice, cuts a freaking slice and sets it in the, like, what would be the chair next to her. And kind of does this, you know, happy birthday, grandpa. I miss you thing. She starts eating her cake. Sure as shit, a chunk of cake goes missing from the piece of cake next to her.
Wait a minute. Really?
Like a chunk of cake is gone.
Just gone.
No person there, no mice, no fork.
Just gone.
Then she said she could just smell, like, I guess her grandfather had this specific cologne he always wore. And she just like had a wave of this cologne. So she kind of had this, my grandpa's here.
Well, yeah.
Didn't think anything of it. Well, kind of was a little weirded out, but then like went about her life. The next year, goes up to the family home, makes the fucking cake.
I'd be waiting for it to happen again. I'd be freaked out.
She didn't leave out a slice of cake this time. She said that it like didn't think about it or whatever. Sits down to eat the cake and all of a sudden starts getting these wafts of her grandfather's cologne.
Really?
For the third year, she lost the recipe, had to move or what have you, lost the recipe. Went up to the house again anyway and was just going to go spend the weekend up there without the recipe and the cake. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, she goes to read a book, pulls the book off the shelf, opens it up. There's a copy of the recipe in the book.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's awesome.
It seems as though every year on her birthday, when she goes to the family home now, the cake, the grandfather, the cologne.
Spooky shit happens.
He came back from heaven for that cake.
Oh, that's so sweet. But he's keeping the tradition alive.
It wasn't some long, deep, ooh, we're all going to die haunting. But I thought it was cute and birthday-y and yeah. There was cake. And that I'm high and sweet. I like cake.
I want chocolate cake. No, that is super sweet. I would love that. That would be such a nice connection.
That would make me never spend my birthday anywhere else or with anybody ever again.
I would definitely want to have that cake every birthday and try to go back there for sure to keep
But
that
imagine
connection
losing
going.
the recipe and then showing up and opening some random book and the recipe is on a paper inside that book.
I know. I love that part. Coincidences like that just make it. I love those. Those make me so
Well,
happy.
they apparently had made that recipe for multiple generations, so it was bound to be lying around somewhere.
Yeah, it makes sense that there would be a copy somewhere in the house, but how synchronistic and how just freaking fun that it happened to be in the book that she opened up, you know, like he led her there.
I mean, just being the type of person that doesn't necessarily believe in that type of stuff, if you're sitting there and your grandfather says, "Oh yeah, I come back from heaven for this cake," and then for like 3 or 4 years after, like he literally shows up on his birthday for the cake.
Yeah, I have a hard time with the piece of the cake going missing. That sounds pretty epic to me. That's big.
They said the piece of cake missing was only the first year.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I have trouble buying that. I mean, the rest of it sounds very plausible to me, but I don't know. I would love to see something that blatant happen. I just have a hard time believing that part.
But the waifs of Cologne,
Oh,
I've
absolutely.
actually experienced stuff like that before.
Me
So I
too.
know that that stuff can happen. But I'm kind of with you. There's energy shifting, and then there's just making stuff materialistically disappear.
Yeah, that would take a lot of energy from what I understand. But the scent thing, I mean, smells are so tied to memory
Oh, yeah.
and they can really help trigger memories. And it's amazing to me how many different hauntings and paranormal experiences will have that scent tie-in. For me, for my father's father, he used to smoke cherry tobacco, and it's a very distinctive smell. It's very comforting to most of the people in my family because we associate it with him.
Yeah, I had a relative who smoked that cherry tobacco out of a pipe. And the minute I smell it, it takes me right back to that person in that moment.
Yeah, and there are times when, particularly if anybody in the family has gotten together and talks about him, when that scent will start to kind of waft through the room, because I know that some scents will like walls will hold on to them or floors will hold on,
Right.
rooms will hold on to a
This is
scent.
different than that.
But this will happen even outdoors or in a place where he never was.
Yeah,
So,
this
and you
is
can still
different than
smell it.
that.
Yeah. And it's such an ubiquitous part of so many different hauntings. It's one of my favorites because it's such a common universal theme.
I love hauntings on birthdays that are nice.
I do too. That's a nice thing. And I'm glad you had fun on your birthday.
I didn't have no ghosty experience though, but that's okay. I'm okay.
You
I'll make it.
know, they're having over this summer, there's a couple different groups that I want to get in touch with, including a paranormal group that's in upstate New York that I'm going to try and see if we can get on the show and maybe even go on a paranormal investigation with.
Ooh.
So I think you and I should try to get together and do some active fuck around and find out sessions, like go to a couple of these haunted places while I'm in an area that's not too far from you over the summer. We should maybe check out one or two of these places, Shell. What do you think?
Okay, I'm putting it out there, and the listeners are my witnesses. I am free the whole month of August.
Ooh,
Book me
okay.
up. Book me up. I'm free from August 1. Book me up.
Well, I think that's a good segue to lead into the fact that for the summer, the Stoned Witches Hour is going to go to an every other week format.
Don't hate us, people. Don't hate us. Come on.
It's just the two of us. We have been doing this nonstop for a year and a half, and we need a little bit of a summer downtime, a little bit of a summer
And
break.
every other week isn't like going away.
That's right.
We'll be
So
here.
we'll be here. You can still listen to back episodes. You can also listen to our witchy podcast, Back on the Broomstick, wherever you get your podcasts. And please send us in your stories, send us in your tips, your ideas, your places you want us to investigate.
Your haunted Ouija boards.
Your haunted Ouija boards at thestonedwitcheshour@gmail.com. And again, if you have already emailed us and I haven't emailed you back, be patient. I'll get there.
But yeah, I just want to put it out there to everyone that we love this and we have a blast doing this. We actually, honestly, we do it more for us than you guys, and we appreciate that you guys love it and listen to it, but really, we still just do it for us.
It's so much fun. I love getting together with my bestie, and it's a great excuse to get high and go down really spooky rabbit holes. But yeah, I love bringing you guys along for the ride, and you're seriously fucking funny people. The interactions lately have been a blast. So thank
And
you so
actually,
much.
if by doing every other week for the summer, it'll actually give us more opportunity to get together and bring more stories of us fucking around and find out, because we had so much fun in October when we were together and did that whole series together in person. So August, it's a date. We're doing shit.
We'll find a couple places to go in August. So we will be on, starting next week, we'll be off and we'll be back every other Friday for the remainder of the summer, June, July, and August. And then we'll be back on our regular schedule. So thank you all for being along for the ride. Keep the emails coming, and we will see you in 2 weeks on Wednesday at 4:20 a.m. Stay high.
Stay spooky.